Say this.
It's the times of Manasseh, not Hezekiah. Manasseh built the broad wall, the very high broad wall. Second Chronicles chapter 33.
Right. But here, the sign over there will also connect it to improve on the defense of Jerusalem.
Yes.
Of King Hezekiah. That's how they said that refugees were knocking on the gates, trying to get in. There was no room for all so many. And this will be around where the refugees will have a section outside the wall at times of Hezekiah. That's what the sign was here. Anyhow, but people are a little confused.
Well, the Bible says that Manasseh built the wall.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not arguing with this.
Well, it would be good because it comes from God.
Right.
Not to argue. This is my opinion. No, when that sign, do you remember when we were here with a group and I said that sign is wrong?
I agree.
They took the sign down because it's wrong.
Democracy.
The sign was wrong because
we have it here in Second Chronicles.
Second Chronicles?
Chapter 33.
Let's hear it. The truth.
Opening up the sacred book. I'm sorry, but that was told over and over again. I saw that sign. I said, that can't be.
Let's hear the word.
Concerning Manasseh, after this he built a wall outside the city of David on the west side of the Gihon in the valley, even to the entering in at the fish gate, and compassed about Ophel, and raised it up to a very great height, and put captains of war in all the fenced cities of Judah, and so on, so on.
Okay, but we are not arguing, but here you see over there the sign. No, I'm telling you what the sign tells here and what we were told at the guide's refresher courses when we were here. But we have here a greater guide, and this is the Bible, so we are not arguing with it. What I wanted to say here, you see the sign that tells you the height of the wall? This is the estimated height of this wall, and if you look down, you see the width of this wall. But some of you were confused. What did we do altogether? We entered through the Muslims' quarter, and we walked all the way. At around the church, which we got scared around it,
lost.
At the church that we were there and having lunch, this is where we were already entering into the Christians' quarter. The last street that we went out from the Christian quarter seemed to be wider and sort of cleaner, right?
Yeah.
This street was made and widened especially for the visit of the Kaiser of Germany, of Wilhelm II. So they made it to look beautiful enough so they can really host a royal visit to the church which we just came out from. Now, the Jewish quarter in which we are now. The Jewish quarter was the center of Jewish life for hundreds of years here in Jerusalem. Until the people started to move out of the wall. The trend during the 30s, 40s, 50s of last century was to move out of the old city because the new city offered more comfortable, more modern and bigger places. So in 1948, when the war broke out, here, who remained here? The older, the poorer, a few children, and the Jewish quarter, after all the attempts to try and link with, I mean, from outside, to link with the people here who were in siege, that failed, the Jewish quarter surrendered to the Arabs. Here, this Jewish quarter surrendered to the Arabs, Jordanians, and it was in their hands until 67. In 67, for the first time, we had a chance to do excavations in Jordan without other people, to have the approval of other people, and that's what they do. The concept was that they are going to restore the Jewish quarter in a beautiful way, in the same type of architecture that it was before. You know, narrow streets, no cars supposed to drive in here, no antennas on the roofs, no electric wires exposed. And this is going to be, again, this is today the Jewish quarter, but in order not to make it another, like Beit Shemesh, you remember the ruins of Beit Shemesh, in order to make it a place where you hear the laughter of children, sometimes they cry. Children, you know, they cry today. And in order to make it a beautiful place, they restored it and excavated the first time together with restoration and excavation that doesn't go together, but here for the first time in the world that they did the same in the same time in the excavations. So here they found the old wall, the Kado. The Kado was the Byzantine street the main street of Jerusalem. How do you call a heart specialist in America?
Cardiologist.
It's not an English word, it's a Latin word, the main artery in the body. So the main artery of the city will be the cardio north-south street that goes in every city, in every Byzantine time city, there will be a cardio. And this cardio was found. And the cardio ends at the lower gate that we showed you earlier under the Damascus gate. It will be there soon with the bus, we'll drive around it again. So we are now in the midst of the Jewish quarter. Everything is closed here today, you know, it's Saturday, right? The Jewish quarter is so different from the others, right? Yeah. The four quarters of the city will be the Muslims, the Christians, the Jewish, and the Armenians. Who are the Armenians? What are they doing here? You know, Armenia is south of Georgia, which we saw lately on the map. And they claim that they were the first as a nation to convert to Christianity, to accept Jesus as Christ, and therefore they needed the places in Jerusalem, a cathedral and a place to stay and a place to worship, and they claim that they are the oldest non-Jewish element in Jerusalem here.
Wait, we don't want to leave before we find out whether you're right or wrong.
Okay. No, okay.
No, wait, I got it all. Okay. In chapter 32
of what?
Hezekiah of 2 Chronicles, Hezekiah does build a wall. When he filled in Millo.
Yeah.
Well, let me read it to you. You're looking at me strange. Hezekiah strengthened himself, built up the wall that was broken, raised it up to the towers and another wall outside, and repaired Millo in the city of David and made darts and shields in abundance. But you see, it's following that that Manasseh built the high and broad wall. So Manasseh is after the time of Hezekiah. When they put that up there, they put it up too quick because they're actually referring to what he built around the hill of Ophel, that wall, to bring the Gihon spring within. But this is not Hezekiah's.
Only who and I'm not building another...
No, I know.
But, who
but you
was,
were right.
Who threatened Jerusalem between the days of Hezekiah and Manasseh?
Assyria.
Okay, but no. Manasseh, who threatened Manasseh?
Well, he's concerned about Babylon because Hezekiah showed him all the treasures.
Yeah, but okay, but Hezekiah was really facing a very serious matter because Sennacherib is now moving with his troops towards Jerusalem, right?
Yeah, he surrounded it.
Yeah, so he surrendered. And that's why the archaeologists probably put first aside. And maybe it is not exactly so, but Hezekiah was confronting a serious problem, how to defend Jerusalem.
But he was building it at the hill of Ophel.
But he extended the city. You know what happened in the war? Everybody, we are only 70 people, you can imagine, everybody wants to be in the safe place.
Okay.
Look, I was watching last week some pictures of Georgia, you know?
Yes.
And everybody wanted to be in a safer place.
Sure.
Everybody was trying to get to the airport to get out of there. And it was such a chaos, a mess. And you can imagine King Hezekiah is now, everybody knocks on the gates. He wants to be inside. They are not safe outside.
Can I ask you a question?
So what was his problem? I don't know.
Who built this wall?
Menashe.